Tulsa County Election Board Secretary Gwen Freeman tells me 2020 will be huge.
Folks at the election board who've worked there forever and ever, they all say the same thing. We think it's going to be unprecedented in terms of turnout. If you'll remember back in our November and June of last year, and during midterms, we had unprecedented numbers that showed up for midterms, unprecedented numbers of people that actually registered to vote, that sort of thing. We don't see any of that slowing down anytime soon.
So she knows they'll need more precinct workers, and they can't wait.
We need a lot of precinct workers, and we need them now.
The goal is to get them up and running before this November, so they have a deep bench going into 2020.
We want to make sure that we put extra staff members out there so that folks aren't waiting in line forever. There's lots of people to help and assist our voters and get them through and make it as positive, you know, an experience as we can for our voters.
Stephanie Johnson became a precinct worker at the tender age of 22. She was recruited by her mom, who did the job herself for some 40 years.
She called me and she said, "Hey, we need some help out here." And they had trained me previously just in case. And when I went out there again, it was a huge and overwhelming experience for a 22-year-old. But the love of it just brought me back. And so that's why I'm still here today.
Secretary Freeman tells me you need good eyesight and hearing, reliable transportation, and a cell phone. And you'll take a one-day class to learn the ropes.
You do need to be a registered voter in Tulsa County in order to be able to go to the class. We'll get you through the class with some of our exceptional trainers. Stephanie is one of them. And hopefully you'll love it as much as she did and as much as we do. It kind of gets in your blood. And some of these precinct officials say 30, 40 years at their precinct and at their polls.
Stephanie says the class covers how to fill all the different roles, including judge, clerk, and inspector.
We're trained as the class for all three, but that's why it's so intense, and the information is so appears to be overwhelming to people for the first time. But once you get in there and realize that it can be done,
because people do it,
because we do it, and people come back. And we have a lot of good people out there, and we're looking for a lot of good people.
All the details on the classes, the pay, and the requirements are on the KRMG app, as well as our website, and of course, the KRMG Facebook page. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.